This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It has been an incredible event. I'd call this the best Liberty Forum of the wall. I've got Rich Paul here with me.
How are you doing?
Thanks for sitting in, Rich. Everybody's off really enjoying the dinner right now, but I've got a great line of interviews for you. What I enjoyed the most, Rich, today was the Edward Snowden interview.
I wasn't there for that. What was said?
So, first thing, obviously, the Nick Gillespie. He's the head guy there at Reason, or at least the front man, I'd say. It's probably the best way to describe him. Front man at Reason. He did the interview, and he did a fantastic job with it. He asked him about the Apple situation as far as giving up the encryption, the back doors to the FBI and the CIA and whoever wants them. Once you give it to one of the federal government agencies, you might as well have given it to them all. So Snowden talked about sort of some of the technical aspects of that and why it's a terrible idea
and it's not just other government organizations. Once you put a back door in, that back door is available for anybody who can find it. So a lot of times the things that hackers use are backdoors that were left in the system for some other purpose.
Yeah, so the U.S. government's saying all they want is access to the one cell phone of the folks from San Bernardino and that sort of thing. But the impression that Apple's giving, and I'm not sure entirely who to believe, but the impression is that they're just asking for access to all of their phones. And, you know, one side you can kind of see, the other side it's like, are you kidding me? Privacy is, it's a natural right of any American. A lot of people wonder, well, what do you need privacy for anyway? And, I think that's what many of the people are calling Snowden a traitor and those sorts of things. That's what they think. They think, well, the federal government needs more information than most organizations. They've got to have this information. They use that information to, go after our enemies and to keep us safe from bad folks. Don't you want to be safe from bad folks, Rich?
Well, a lot of the bad folks I've run into recently work for the government, and I'd like to be safe from them.
Yeah, historically, it's a pretty bad idea to give up all of your information to the government. But most people don't feel like they have enough. It's that big of a deal. My Facebook, maybe some recipes that I send to, my friends or some pictures of the kids. And what do I have to give up? Well, so the intelligence community, by its nature, is a bunch of liars. Right? Like, that's what spies are. Spies are people who are paid to lie and lie well. And you can see that the NSA did a fantastic job of lying well when it came to testifying in 2012 about before the Snowden leaks and all that stuff. They were basically saying, no, none of this is true. And then the leaks come out and then it's found out it's true. And then they say, well, yeah, that's true, but then not this. And then it comes out more information. Oh, yeah, that's true, too. And they just keep getting shown as lying and lying and lying. And, they're supposed to, right? Like, that's what you expect from a spy, is they're supposed to tell lies. But these folks are then going to have access to Congress people's cell phones, judges' cell phones, the captains of industry. Do you want to turn over that information to an organization that has that kind of information is going to be incredibly politically powerful. And to expect the NSA to not develop some kind of interest in particular politicians and try to pick winners in the cases is awfully Pollyannish, it seems to me.
It's insane.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, everybody has their own personal agenda that they want to advance, and it could involve you know, just getting into people's cell phones so that captains of industry, as you say, so you can make money off them. You know, find out what's about to happen on the inside and make money. You know, people talk about CIA-sponsored projects. All the CIA would need is advance notice of what the Federal Reserve is going to do, and they could finance whatever they wanted just by knowing what the market was going to do.
They don't need black money. They'd make their own black money, right?
Oh, exactly. It's completely untraceable.
Matt Phillips, the newly appointed president of the Free State Project, welcome to the show.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Excellent job in securing Snowden as an interview.
Yeah, that was a team effort. Carlos certainly laid some groundwork there. I just happened to be on a cruise with his lawyer a couple of months ago.
And oh, wow.
I actually walked up to his lawyer and said, you know, hey, I'm Matt with the Free State Project. And he looked at me like, oh, I know who you guys are. I said, what do we got to do to get Snowden to show up here? And he said, well, just send me an email. I said, does it have to be encrypted or something? No, just a regular email is fine. So
awesome.
Well, but yeah, it was really great this afternoon. I think he had looked like he had a really good time having a conversation with Nick Gillespie of Reason TV. And I think we're going to get some good coverage out of that.
What part of it did you find most interesting about his speech?
Well, you know, he was talking about how the sort of the politics, right? There's the different tribes and how to get together and work together with people on issues. And I think he was sort of in a very obliquely way talking about us, right? He was talking about the people who are in the Free State Project who are moving to this particular place to work on all these issues. You know, and I don't know if you caught it, but at the very end, I think everyone was applauding. But he said, you know, I'll see you in New Hampshire.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, I'll see you in New Hampshire.
Right.
Right. Edward Snowden, if he can ever come back to America, is intending to come to New Hampshire, is what I got from that.
And that might be a bit of a stretch that his lawyer will yell at me for later, but he did say that. So
Has somebody sent him a form, see if he'll sign up?
That's a great question. You know, that I certainly should send it to him at least.
Yeah.
Well, it was a real coup having him, on the show, at the event. Normally the keynote is in the evening right now going on. And now instead we're having an awards dinner, which, you know, is well deserved and that sort of thing. I believe, my co-host Ian is going to be getting some award or another, but, you know, it was today at 4 o'clock instead, so it just kind of threw the schedule off a little bit from what we're used to having. I think it was well worth it.
Well, and of course, you know, he's in Moscow, so they're what eight hours ahead, I think, or something like that. So
the Free State Project, you're the newly appointed president. You guys just reached 20,000. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And I should say, due in no small part to the heroic, valiant, and long-suffering efforts of Free Talk Live. You and Ian and your other co-hosts have been heralding our efforts hand in hand for quite a long time, and I wish there were a way for us to go and figure out how many signers actually could be directly attributed to you. I don't know that we have that in our.
I don't think there's any way to tell that.
Right.
However, the one that took it over the top at the end were Vince Profeto and Carla Gericke of the former president. And what matters so much is who runs it across the goal line. And yeah, we moved the ball down the court, and we'll take credit for moving the ball down the field, I should say. But
yeah, and I it's tough because there's so many each one of us, everyone who moved, certainly everyone who signed. I mean, just the act of signing is doing something. It's activism just to sign, to say, hey, we're all going to move together. So if you put your name down on the list, that's one step closer to actually triggering the move. That's activism in itself. Everyone who shared something online, there's the list of people to thank is too long.
I thought that the people that I've met here and talked to about moving and that sort of thing, it seems like so many more of them are like, instead of, yeah, I'll think about it, I'm just here to check things out or whatever, they're like, I'm moving. I'm just figuring out when I'm going to move and how I'm going to move and where I'm going to move. But I'm moving. That's what I keep on hearing, and it seems like it must have been the 20,000. To me, it's just the sort of arbitrary number that we reached or whatever, but it seems really to be psychologically important.
Yeah, Jason sometimes kicks himself for not setting the number lower because he thinks we would have just hit it that much sooner, and then we would have had the same effect. But yeah, I've seen a lot. I've been watching online. There's a lot of people who are saying, oh, house is on the market.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We are live at the Liberty Forum 2016 here in Manchester, New Hampshire. It is Yeah, it's been a great event. Rich Paul sitting here with me. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark.
And, yeah, it's been a great event. I think it's the best Liberty Forum so far. Want to tell everybody, keeping an eye on the Nevada Democratic caucus numbers here. It looks like Clinton is... we're about 80-something percent reporting. Clinton's edging out Sanders by about 4 points, maybe a little more than 4 points. So it should be interesting to see how that finishes up. But they've declared her the winner, if you can, win by 4 points in the caucus situation. Don't have any numbers from the South Carolina Republican primary at this point. So February is Healthy Heart Month, and I help maintain my healthy heart with Super Beets. I drink it every day. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can put it in yogurt or a smoothie or something like that. So what it is it takes the power of beets, and if you're familiar, back in 1998, there was Nobel Prize was awarded to the team that showed that nitric oxide was able to help people with high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease. Well, beets are the highest vegetable in nitric oxide. And what they've done with Super Beets is they take one particular farm, it's non-GMO, it's in California, and they optimize the grow conditions for beets there. And so what they have is that they have the single best nutritional product for creating nitrous oxide. Now, nitric oxide. What they do is they give you these strips, and I've used them. I lick the strip. It turns sort of pale pink. But then after I take Super Beets, maybe wait an hour, lick it again, suddenly it's bright pink. So apparently it is working, and it can change your life too. Certainly has for me. By the way, it gives you a little energy, so it's a good idea to take it in the morning. That's what I've done. If you don't feel the results, you don't pay. Guaranteed. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. Also, you'll get the nitric oxide indicator strips to show you that it's working. And you'll get the book, Beat the Odds. So it'll tell you all about that Nobel Prize winning team and how nitric oxide can work for you. All of it comes to you with free shipping. If you were thinking about it, since you have a guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Go ahead and give them a call or go to the website and order. The number is 800-951-8940. FTLBeets.com. 800-951-8940. FTLBeets.com. That's where you go and you get it. The Liberty Forum, Rich Paul, it has been an awesome, awesome event. We were welcomed on Thursday night by the former governor, Craig Benson.
Nice.
Yeah, so this is the guy that welcomed the Free State Project to New Hampshire in the first place. Do you remember this?
Yeah, it's sitting governor when we selected New Hampshire, right?
Yeah, and so, rather than sort of the Free State Project is here to take over, we were welcomed by the governor. And it's been, it's been awesome to have him here and give a little speech and welcome us here. I wanted to tell you about some of the events just so that people can get an idea of what goes on. It's not all academic stuff here. There's, for instance, the Realtors Luncheon, the Entrepreneurs Luncheon, the Medical Marijuana Luncheon. You got to choose between these, the School Choice Luncheon.
I wonder if there's a food cost difference with the Medical Marijuana Lunch. Do they have to pay more per person?
They're liable to eat more, that's what I'm wondering. The Freedom of Religion panel was going on. Are Taxes Voluntary was a speech given, just sort of talking about that. For the kids,
it's an easy question to answer. All you have to do is stop paying them and see what happens.
The definition of a tax is essentially that it's not voluntary, right? But they like to call them voluntary. You opted into this. And if you think that taxes are voluntary, I'd love to hear your defense of that. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
And if you're one of those people who says I opted into the system, could you please point out where I made that decision and how I could do it differently?
Yeah. Can I get the documents I signed?
I didn't mean it.
Right. Is there an exit clause? I'm just not interested in this. Addressing justice, ensuring that the human rights of sex workers by decriminalizing adult prostitution.
Bella Robinson, she's really cool.
Yep, that was a great speech. Making a difference on the school board, how to get elected. Effective citizen activism in court, playing by their rules. I thought that was pretty cool. For the kids, build your own Sunday. a new view of the Great Depression. So many times we're told with the Great Depression that Roosevelt managed to get us out. But, of course, the Great Depression didn't really end until World War II. And obviously with the ramping up the economy, influx of currencies in the marketplace, that kind of thing, it was able to help. But I think what really changed things for the United States is the fact that all the international competitors were smoking rubble.
Yeah, that definitely helped. And the other thing is people act as if a depression is something you go into it and until you change public policy, you're not going to come out of it. Well, the reality is there has never in history been a 12-year depression except the Great Depression. It's something that can't possibly happen except under a bizarre set of circumstances that were created by the Federal Reserve. You know, I always thought when I went through school that the Federal Reserve was created as a reaction to the Great Depression, and that, oh, that must have been, they had a problem with the monetary supply, and so they created this thing afterwards to make sure it doesn't happen again. Well, of course, the Federal Reserve was actually created 15 years before the Great Depression in order to prevent Great Depressions,
right.
And then it immediately caused the only Great Depression in history. So, bad job, feds.
That didn't work out. One would assume that they've gotten a little better at keeping the balls in the air. They've had a lot more practice, but you know, the conditions are entirely different than they were previously. So, yeah, there was some other events there, investing in real estate in New Hampshire. The Liberty Startup, using freedom to flourish, talking about entrepreneurship and that sort of thing. Liberty, Living Liberty, Promoting Liberty, and What is Liberty by Walter Block. For those of you who are in the, the libertarian spheres, you'll recognize Walter Block's name. He's been heralded.
Is Walter here this weekend?
He came. He was via Skype.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, I was keeping an eye out for him, too. And there were two of the speeches done via Skype. One was Edward Snowden, who would likely have been arrested immediately upon entering the United States, and Walter Block, who I'm guessing he was busy at Loyola University or perhaps, infirm or something like that. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. The Endangered State of Campus Civil Liberties, and this is something that just doesn't get talked about, is that civil liberties on campus are getting precarious. College students
have been precarious.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you think about college students from a couple of decades ago, you're talking about radicals that want to discuss ideas, that were trying to change the paradigm and things like that. And certainly college students still want to change the paradigm, but it seems they want to hear no defense of other points. They want to not be offended. So instead of Women's Lib and the Students Liberation Army and a variety of organizations like that, what we have now are decompression rooms where kids can go and watch puppies play on TVs and play with Legos and blow bubbles. Really, they have these in universities.
Yeah, segregated spaces where you can go if you have a problem with people of other races. They didn't have segregated spaces in college when I was there, and I thought that was good. I don't think that needs to be something that sponsored by schools. And of course, another big deal with
the final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, coming to you live on this Saturday evening from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's Mark with you.
Rich Paul.
Yep, and the biggest event of the day, it had to be, one of the biggest events of my year is likely to be getting to see Edward Snowden live via video from Moscow. And you, Nick Gillespie, from Reason Magazine. What's your title over there? I called you their front man. I don't know what precisely.
I'm the bag man, I guess, the moving target. No, I'm technically the editor-in-chief of Reason.com and Reason TV, our website and our video platform.
Okay. And then there's the magazine, too.
That's right. And that's run by Matt Welch. We're all, in the same boat, literally and figuratively. So we have a journalism division. We're run by a nonprofit foundation.
Right. That's the Reason Foundation.
That's correct.
For those of you who want to support the ideas of liberty on a national scale, the Reason Foundation is among one of the premier voices. I don't know the terminology. So,
Definitely. And Reason Magazine, monthly print magazine, Reason.com. Reason TV, or if you go over to our YouTube page or Reason.com, we have millions of page views. Our videos are viewed about 2 million times a month at Facebook and at YouTube. And, we write, our subtitle is Free Minds and Free Markets, so we're covering news, politics, ideas, culture from a libertarian perspective.
Yeah, and it's great work that you guys do. Thank you so much. And I thought, phenomenal job with the interview. The other was really great.
Snowden is a really powerful character. And one of the things that is amazing about him is that he really changed every conversation that happened after he, you know, revealed his documents or exposed them. And he also did that in a particularly responsible way. One of the knocks on him, and whenever anybody blows the whistle on government activity that the government wants to hide, they always start saying, oh, you know, that he did it the wrong way, or he's a flake, or he's, you know, there's something wrong with him. And what he's done, and, you know, there's something like 35,000 documents, supposedly, that he kind of secreted away while working for the NSA as a subcontractor. And about 5,000, 6,000 of those are out because they're working through journalists at, you know, the Washington Post, at the New York Times, at the Guardian, at the Intercept, the Glenn Greenwald outfit. And so they're actually going through this stuff carefully and figuring out what it means, checking it, verifying it. And, so he has not, we have not even exhausted the revelations that he showed, which were widespread government surveillance of virtually every bit of communication that we do via email, via cell phone, and, you know, other electronic means.
Yeah, so well, what they do is they trickle out the information. So what I found just so funny about the situation early on was that they'd say that the NSA is doing this. The NSA, no, we're not doing that. And then they'd release the document, and then they just had them over and over again denying what they would then prove to be the case. That was
And Snowden, if I can just say, you know, one of the reasons why I think it's the material ultimately. Unlike a lot of public actors, he does not draw attention to himself, and he defers, you know, he deflects it, and it's like, no, let's focus on what's in those documents and what the government is doing. And then to the extent that he talks about ideas, and it's somewhat frustrating, you know, as an interviewer, we all know, like, what you want to do is kind of get to know the person or where they're coming from, and he'll say that a bit, but it's not personal. And, you know, the way that he kind of contextualizes what he did in an American political context of saying, okay, if we believe in a limited government that it rests upon the consent of the governed, you know, we got a real problem here because all of this stuff is being done in secret. And as you were saying, the government is like, no, we're not tracking information on people in any way. And then it's like, oh, well, we might be unwittingly. Oh, no, actually, we are doing it and we mean to do it.
And sorry for saying that.
Yeah. It makes the whole idea of democracy insane because if the government says it's not doing a thing and the candidates both say they won't do that thing, then who do you vote for if you want it to stop?
Oh, well, and then it's even worse because we have leading candidates in both the Republican and the Democratic Party who are saying, no, I'm actually going to do it. Like, they're not even saying, oh, no, I won't do it. Wink, wink. They're like, no, we need to be doing it more. And somebody, you know, Hillary Clinton is very hostile to Snowden. She's a maximum supporter of the surveillance state. Somebody like Marco Rubio says, you know, we need to be doing more of this stuff. So it's... Yeah, it's a difficult situation for any of us who are like, you know, we want to be safe from large-scale terrorism attacks, but we also want to be free in what we're doing.
What's Trump said about Snowden?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure. And, you know,
whatever it was, it wasn't very substantial, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know, what's interesting about him, though, is that, for instance, he, started out like, let me tell you, ISIS is weak, Syria is weak, I'm going to kick their butts. And then he started to be like, oh, you know, why don't we let Russia fight ISIS in Syria, et cetera. Like, I don't think he has firmly held or like clearly thought through principles about these things. So who knows? But
I think he's used to being in charge. And, that's the kind of personality type. And he's a take charge kind of guy. And he can't possibly be as bad of a president as he has been a horrifying candidate.
Yeah.
Like, he could not fail on the level of his presidency that he has in giving speeches. I think that it's the worst, the scariest thing is the people voting for him.
The feeling that I get from him, and I watched his entire Burlington rally, which was one of his early rallies, and just watched everything he did, and the impression that I came away from it last with is that this man is in the race to scare people into voting for Hillary Clinton. And I'm completely devoid of evidence for this, except for my personal impression, but something about him comes off to me as not a real candidate, as somebody is operating for other reasons.
For me, as somebody, you know, I'm a small L libertarian. I tend to vote.
What's that mean?
It means that I'm not a member of the Libertarian Party. I believe that people should be more free to make more meaningful decisions in their life in every area. You know, I believe in free minds and free markets, a kind of night watchman state. And, you know, as a result, like during election seasons, you know, there's, you know, I catch up on a lot of Netflix series because there's really not a lot of other stuff going on for me. For me, in election, in this campaign season, the most interesting thing is that Gallup has recently, every year they update this, they ask Americans, what party do you identify with? Not that you registered, but like, you know, who do you think you're part of? Republicans and Democrats are at near or historic lows. Yeah. At or near historic lows. 29% of Americans say, oh, I'm a Democrat. 26% say I'm a Republican. These are terrible numbers for these groups. And what you are seeing is, I think, partly because of people like Trump and Hillary and the Snowden revelations, people are evacuating the major political parties as a fundamental identity for who they are and what they care about. And this is there's two possible things. I think it's a huge opportunity for all of us who want a richer and more interesting kind of political discourse in America. One of the problems is that the fewer people who are there, they're the dead enders, and they become more and more brittle and harsh in their ideological, like, epistemic closure. But it also creates a real opportunity for us of, you know, let's start having the conversation that conversations people want to have about things like freedom, about things like national debt, about drug legalization, about immigration. You know, it's neither of the parties are talking about immigration in a way that makes sense. So, like, if you look at larger polls of Americans, you know, like 70-80% of people, including a majority of Republicans, want to figure out a way to bring illegals out of the shadows. Maybe not citizenship, but legalization. You don't hear that, really, certainly on the Republican side at all. Vast majorities and growing majorities want to legalize pot. You cannot find a candidate, maybe sometimes Bernie Sanders, who will talk about that. But these are the conversations.
Rand.
Unfortunately, you know, he's out, right? And although I think he'll continue to do great work and probably more influential work in the Senate.
Mm-hmm. So,
do you expect him to run again?
Probably.
He's a young man. There's no particular reason why he wouldn't. Yeah. The question is how will it be set up? We've got the numbers in from Nevada and South Carolina, Nick, and I'd like to talk to you about some of those here in a moment. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. We've got on with us Nick Gillespie of Reason TV, Reason.com, and to some extent Reason Magazine.
I always want to say
Reason Magazine.
That's fine.
How I found it originally. Yes. To me, Reason is a magazine that has moved into the web and on.
Well, that's
the
horse and buggy thinking. We're a website and a video platform that went back in time and created a magazine as a pretext. It's very confusing.
I am a man out of time. There's no doubt about it. I want to tell you how to save 20%, 30%, even up to 40% at SaveItPurse.com. Everything you can buy at Amazon, you can buy through SaveItPurse.com. Everything. Because you're using the Amazon platform. What you're doing is you're connecting with people around the world who have like Amazon credits, and you're exchanging Bitcoin with them. So that's the trick. You got to have Bitcoin. But if you get into this new international digital currency, you can save 20 to 40%. We're doing it at my house on just about everything that you need to buy. Purse has it. Well, Amazon has it, and Purse integrates with it. So SaveAtPurse.com. Go check it out. Get an account there and try it out. SaveAtPurse.com. Nick Gillespie, the numbers are in from Nevada and South Carolina. For those of you who don't know, Nevada and South Carolina do their primaries and caucus kind of different. So we have the Nevada Democratic Caucus and the South Carolina Republican primary. And in the caucus, Clinton's up by 5 points, basically, over Sanders, with the vast majority of the numbers in. The Atlantic has called it for Clinton because they can do math. So, call it done at about a five-point lead for Clinton. What do you think about that?
Well, it's interesting because there was a lot of talk about how Nevada was Hillary Clinton's firewall because it was a state that had more minority representation, okay, which played well with her. And
Bill Clinton being the first black president.
That's right. He might be the last, or the only black president, because sometimes Obama is considered not black enough. But for it to be that close, It's one more sign of repudiation. And I don't ultimately care that much about partisan politics. I mean, we live with the
damage. It's a horse race,
yeah, to me. But what's interesting is that, you know, Hillary Clinton is an incredibly unliked candidate by the American people at large and even within the Democratic Party. If she's struggling to beat Bernie Sanders in Nevada by 5 percentage points, it's one more indication that, you know, people are evacuating party politics. It's not a good result for her. It is a good result for Bernie Sanders. So, you know, I find Bernie Sanders, I like the fact that he'll sometimes talk about legalizing pot and that he's generally anti-war. His economic ideas are delusional, and I there are many things about him I don't like.
Well, would you
but
figure
the fact that he is he is channeling anger and resentment. He's an independent. What I like about Sanders is he's an independent who is running for the Democratic Party candidacy, similar to Trump, who's a fake Republican.
Who's a Democrat running for the Republican nomination.
Yeah.
The thing about Sanders is that you've got, in the magical world where he gets elected, and I'm not saying it's impossible, but let's just say that I have a little conspiracy theory about the Clinton war machine. So if he does get elected, it's not like he's going to get anything past that Republican Congress. The Republican Congress isn't going to change just because you vote for him.
Well,
Sanders.
If he gets elected with coattails, and if he brings a lot of people into the process who are new, he might well bring a lot of congressmen with him.
The House
of
fixed.
Major. Well, that's the thing is, to some extent, the whole thing is fixed. People think that Bernie Sanders won New Hampshire, but Bernie Sanders lost New Hampshire because Hillary Clinton walked away with more delegates. And so I'm my Democratic and socialist type friends, I'm just, kind of laying off Bernie a little bit and maybe just putting the anti-Hillary stuff up.
Yeah, well,
once they realize that they're not in control of the government, I think it seems like that would have to destroy the illusion that giving the government all power would be a good idea.
This is a good way to think about the election because the candidates, I think for all of us, the candidates we want to see are nowhere, visible. But the whole way that the superdelegate situation in the Democratic Party so that Hillary ties Bernie Sanders but walks away with many more delegates, etc. It is so unfair and it's alienating. This is a party that is losing, leaking market share among Democrats, and then you do this. That's like pouring gasoline on a fire, and it's going to piss off people, and that's a salutary thing. Same thing with Trump. Trump is destroying the Republican Party. He's a fake Republican. He is doing an impersonation of a Republican platform, and it is tearing the Republican Party apart because they have to face, how horrible their ideas are.
And I guess that's the feeling that makes Trump seem like not a real candidate to me, is he almost seems like a parody of Republicans by people who don't like Republicans.
No. How many points is he up in South Carolina?
Well,
Republicans actually are now like, oh, no, I like that.
Yeah, he's at 35.
I guess if he gets the nomination, they've officially become the party of self-parody.
Yeah.
He's about 12 and a half points up in South Carolina. I mean, he's running away with it.
And again, this is there's a guy named Matthew Dowd who's a political consultant and analyst. He is on ABC News a lot, and he thinks that people like Sanders and Hillary, actually, because she inspires so much backlash, and Trump are accelerants, kind of like in a house fire. This is arson, and it's good because he's also talked about how the two-party system at this point, it's kind of like having sick building syndrome. Like, you can't fix it. It's got to be torn down, and then something has to happen where people who are more, I don't want to say rational, but where the parties are actually more reflective of what people are actually caring about or what politics can do.
Let me take a real call. I want to take a call here from Larry, calling in from Tallahassee. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's in your mind?
Yeah, well, the reason I call is when you say over for Bernie, so-called just a step along the way, and I'm sure you do.
Larry, can you speak into your phone again? You're a little off your mic. What were you saying?
Let me take it. I'll speak.
That's the problem.
Is it better?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you. That's all right.
Okay, go right ahead.
I don't want to irritate my brain though. It's bad enough already. But the thing is, anything can happen. I mean, who knows what, where, how
Hillary may stumble tomorrow. And as far as the coattail thing that one of you mentioned, there's a very reality, there's a lot of reality to that. If people are willing to go far enough to vote for Bernie, they're definitely willing to go far enough to unseat some other incumbent, whether he be a Republican or Democrat, and put somebody in there that is more aligned with the libertarian or social democratic view of things.
Well, there's a big difference between those two, but I think that there's some crossover.
Yeah, there's lots of crossover. And you even got odd stuff like this. I don't know if you saw the New York Times opinion by Charles Koch the other day talking about his agreements with Bernie on the inequality of wealth and stuff, that he was saying, yes, it is, you know, I'm a rich guy, I get all kind of privilege and stuff, and I don't think that's a great idea. Now,
Larry, thanks for the call.
I'd certainly say the distribution of wealth in America has nothing to do with what would be produced by a free market. It's artificial.
Well, that may be true, but one of the things about the wealth disparity is if I'm making $25,000 and you, Nick, or you're making $50,000, and next year we both double our incomes, I've gone from to $50,000, you're making $100,000, right. The wealth gap has doubled. Now, we're both twice as rich as we were last week, but the wealth gap has doubled.
For me, the question is not so much income inequality, which is growing in all of the developed economies in the world. So it suggests that there's some kind of structural element that it's very difficult to address. It's about income mobility and whether or not individuals can move up or move down based on their efforts and their abilities and their opportunities. And there is actually, even as income inequality has definitely, the richest people and the poorest people are further apart in the U.S., but income mobility has not changed by income quintiles in the past 40 years. So that, to me, is very good. Having said that, what I think Charles Koch was talking about in the Washington Post and Bernie Sanders talks about, and this goes to your point, the system is rigged in that, you know, we're not talking about a free market. We're talking about people, you know, where there are, you know, certain businesses get certain deals and certain people get certain deals. We need to get away from that.
Crony capitalism.
Yeah, it's crony capitalism, both on an individual and like on a corporate level. And that's what we need to be peeling back. And again, that's the issue that I think when you see like a Democratic Party, which is like fake, taking a candidate into success, that kind of is redolent of this.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Nick Gillespie from Reason.com, thank you so much for being on with us. As a matter of fact, you are the most listened to segment we ever had in all time.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks so much
for
being on.
I apologize for all those dirty words, but I guess it was worth it. So thanks so much. Really a pleasure.
Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.